Hello guys, this is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. I just wanted to check in, and I have a new book. Yeah, it's been out for maybe about a couple of months, about 90 days, and I wanted to actually, you know, talk about it, but more and so like read the chapters to you guys, because I think it's important, and a lot of us don't really, you know, listen to books and all of the stuff. I say that because this particular book is a testament to how I feel, how God has dealt with me about being a woman and being a wife. And the title was crazy, but that's the title he gave me to give. And the title is, What is a Wife Anyway and Who Cares? I know that sounds crazy, but what is a wife anyway and who cares is a profound exploration of the significance of the role of a wife in God's plan. Now, I know y'all are like, this is so cliche, and I don't need to, you know, she's selling it, and I am selling it. Your gift will make you profit. That's in scripture. However, all that being said is I think the word needs to come out and get out. As a wife of 25 years, happily, I'm not going to say every day has been butterflies and lollipops, but it has been a great ride with this man of God that I love dearly. That being said, there's a lot of us that are out here, women, wives, widowers, that are truly Titus 2 women. Y'all need to look up that. Figure that out. I'll talk about that down the line. But right now, there's not enough of us that are out here sharing the wealth, sharing the wisdom, sharing the information that these women and men need, the next generation needs in order to truly understand why being married is such a great key and a great asset to living this wonderful life. So, that being said, I'm not going to do the foreword or anything. I'm just going to get right into the nitty-gritty. And that's chapter 1, the beginning. God's creation plan for the family. In this chapter, we will embark on a journey to explore the divine design of marriage as outlined in scripture. We will delve into the significance of the role of a wife in God's plan, and how embracing this role contributes to a fulfilling and purposeful marriage. Notice I say purposeful. By addressing the cultural misconceptions surrounding wifehood and establishing a biblical foundation for our understanding, we can plan valuable insights into the importance of this role. Understanding our identity as children of God frees us, notice I said frees us, from the pressures and expectations society places on women and wives. It liberates us from the need to confirm cultural norms or compare ourselves to others. So these insecurities, and this is just me talking, but these insecurities are so deep and embedded in our society, in our culture as Black women, as women, period, and especially as Christian women. And I, you know, I don't call myself Christian, I call myself Kingdom. However, we need to understand that it is imperative to know who you are in order to know whose you are. So let's delve into more. And I would love to have you guys comment on this particular podcast, because it's going to be a series. And just tell me how you feel, and maybe, you know, ask whatever questions that you want to ask, you know, because it's so important for us to share the wealth and share the wisdom. Okay. Instead, we can embrace our unique qualities, gifts, and callings as we navigate our role as wives. When exploring the beginning of the role of a wife in Scripture, we turn to the book of Genesis. I mean, that is the beginning, right? In Genesis 2:18, King James saying, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate for him." This verse provides the foundation for understanding the divine design of marriage and the role of a wife. By examining this verse closely, we uncover key insights into the purpose and significance of the wife's role. Firstly, God recognized that Adam's solitude was not ideal. He understood the need for companionship and support. As a result, he decided to create a helper, a suitable companion or counterpart for Adam. The Hebrew term used for helper in this verse is Ezer, which carries a powerful meaning. Throughout the Old Testament, this term is used to describe God himself as a helper or a rescuer, Ezer. This implies that the role of wife as helper is not a position of insignificance, but rather of one of great importance and strength. As we look further into Genesis 2:18, we find a profound message directly from God himself. He declares, "I will make a helpmate for him." These words reveal God's recognition. God's work was not complete in creating man. Man needed a partner, a companion, someone who would support and be stable for him, to him and for him. To truly grasp the significance, meaning in the book of Genesis, we must understand the very beginning of this divine institution. From the outset, we see that God designed marriage to provide companionship, support, and partnership. Remember those three words, ladies and gentlemen. Companionship, support, and partnership. I said it again. In Genesis 1:28, God blesses humanity and commands them to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. That's part of the fivefold. That's a whole nother teaching, but we'll come to that in another podcast. God grants, them dominion over all living creatures. God knew man was sufficient solo. However, God knew that man would want someone intellectually, spiritually compatible to himself. That is when the rib comes into play. Genesis 2:22, NIV, "Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man." The wife's role as a companion involves providing emotional support, encouragement, and partnership in navigating the joys and challenges of life together. In Hebrew, the term gerd appears in several scriptures that offer insight into the role of a wife in correlation to her husband. In its biblical context, gird signifies the act of preparing oneself, taking up a responsibility, or adorning oneself with virtues and qualities that support and strengthen the husband-wife relationship. The Hebrew word for this is shagora, meaning girdle, loin, covering, belt. Wives, we are the support, the belt, the loin covering, for our husbands. Proverbs 31:17, King James Version, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. This verse portrays the virtuous wife described in Proverbs 31. She symbolically girds her loins, indicating her readiness and preparedness to fulfill her responsibilities. By strengthening herself physically, emotionally, and spiritually, she becomes a source of support and stability for her husband and family. Psalms 45:9, King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. In this poetic passage, the wife is described as the queen standing at the right hand of the king. The imagery of being adorned with gold of Ophir signifies her role as the symbol of honor, dignity, and beauty. The wife's girding herself with these qualities elevates her position as a cherished companion and supporter of her husband. 1 Peter 3:5, King James, "For after this manner in the old time, the holy woman also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands." Here, the term adorned is used to describe the way holy women of old prepared themselves in submission to their husbands. By girding your husband, supporting him, inspiring him, loving him, it brings out of him the true nature of Genesis 1:28. Y'all better hear me. By strengthening yourself, as I said before, you have the strength to gird or support your husband, which in turn strengthens the family and the whole team. One of the key principles outlined in the Bible regarding wifehood is the concept of submission. Oh, I know, here we go with this word. A lot of women and some men have a problem with this word, probably because you really don't know what it means. In the context of scripture, Ephesians 5:22-23 NIV states, "Wives, submit yourselves to your own, let me say that again, to your own husbands as you do the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church." Submission within marriage is not, and I repeat, not inferiority or oppression, but rather a voluntary act of respect and recognition of the husband's leadership role. This submission is noted and rooted in a foundation of mutual love and respect, as mentioned in Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. A wife's role extends beyond compassion and submission. It involves actively nurturing a godly marriage. Let me say that again. It involves actively nurturing a godly marriage. Proverbs 14:1 NIV states, "The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down." As wives, we have the power to create a nurturing and loving environment within our homes by cultivating qualities such as patience, kindness, forgiveness, humility, and yes, ladies, sometimes long suffering. ultimately, as wives, we are called to embrace God's guidance and purpose in our marriages. In other words, your word. In other words, you set the tone in your house. I always tell a lot of my mentees that particular thing. You set the tone in your house. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Furthermore, society often portrays wives as submissive and passive individuals without a voice or agency. However, the biblical model of wifehood, which is what we all should be trying to emulate, that's in parentheses, highlights the importance of mutual respect, partnership, and shared decision-making within marriage. Ephesians 5:21 emphasizes that the call for mutual submission and respect between husbands and wives, recognizing the equal value and significance of both partners. By debunking these cultural misconceptions and aligning our understanding of wifehood with biblical principles, we can realign the role of a wife as one of strength, purpose, and influence. Being a wife is not about conforming to societal norms or losing our sense of self. It is about embracing our God-given identity and using our unique gifts and abilities to support, nurture, and uplift our husbands, families, and communities. Surrendering our will to God, our will to God, seeking his wisdom and allowing his love to flow through us, we can fulfill our purpose as wives and experience the fullness of joy and fulfillment in our marriages. That is just chapter one, guys. Now, I know that sounds a little cliche, but I also, in this book, have some scriptures that I put in the back. There are some questions to study. I know you're saying homework. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is for us to do better and to take self-inventory. Get used to it. I will ask a couple of questions and then I'm going to close this particular series out. But I want to leave you with some questions. How does understanding the role of a wife as a helper, in quotations, align with your preconceived notions or misconceptions about the position? How can embracing this concept bring clarity and purpose to your understanding of the role? In what ways do you see the mutual benefits and blessings that arise from a healthy marital relationship as described in Proverbs 18:22. How can recognizing and appreciating these blessings contribute to a thriving partnership with your spouse? Reflecting on Ephesians 5:22-24, how do you understand the concept of submission within marriage? How can a balanced understanding of submission rooted in love, respect, and partnership contribute to the flourishing of both spouses and overall health of the marital relationship? Again, this is Omani Harrell, PEP, PEP, People Empower Purpose. Write those questions down, rewind if you need to, and just have a discussion. These questions are not for anybody to get, you know, an answer. And there is no right answer. But hopefully, if you get the book, you'll see the scriptures that can help you and your spouse learn how to navigate and communicate. Because communication, guys, is the key. Again, this is Omani Harrell, PEP, PEP, People Empower Purpose. I pray this has done someone good tonight. Y'all have a great and blessed week. Happy Sunday. Bye.